Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show for you today, covering everything from anonymous frontier models to massive funding rounds and some important warnings from industry leaders.
It's certainly been an eventful 24 hours, Paul. I think the story that really caught everyone's eye this weekend was the emergence of OxIFA, this mystery AI model that's got the internet playing detective.
Absolutely, Jane. This anonymous model just launched for free on OpenRouter, boasting a 1 million token context and multimodal input. It's built for coding and sustained agentic work, and it's performing at what many are calling frontier levels.
That's right, Paul. Early testing showed it hitting 80% on a deep SWE subset, which is incredible. While full testing put it a bit lower, at 63%, it's still near models like Fable 5, and people are scrambling to figure out its origins.
And the speculation is rampant, isn't it? Many are pointing to China's Zhipu AI, possibly their GLM 5.3 Flash or GLM 6 models, given some of the naming conventions and answers. Others suggest Microsoft's MAI family.
It's fascinating, because we've seen four anonymous drops on OpenRouter in the last 6 months, and all have been from Chinese labs. What's truly significant, Paul, is the potential for a Flash-level model that could run locally, bringing near-frontier coding capabilities right to your machine, off the cloud.
That would certainly be a game-changer, Jane. Shifting gears to market news, we're seeing some massive valuations. Anthropic is reportedly eyeing a historic $2 trillion initial public offering, while Hugging Face is exploring a $13 billion sale. Those numbers really underscore the immense capital flowing into the AI sector. And speaking of capital, Paul, NVIDIA has just announced some significant price increases for its AI servers and hardware. Indeed, Jane, NVIDIA is raising prices by over 15%, with some servers seeing a 17% hike. This means a single Rubin NVL72 rack could now cost $8 million. It's a substantial increase, driven by soaring memory chip prices from suppliers like Samsung and SK Hynix. This will definitely add complexity for hyperscalers like Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft as they build out their AI infrastructure. Moving to Asia, Alibaba has successfully raised $10.2 billion through a share sale. This capital is earmarked specifically for expanding their full-stack AI capabilities. Yes, Paul, it's a huge raise, and it highlights their commitment to AI. Interestingly, their AI cloud and compute services are seeing 45% growth, but their AI labs and applications division, which develops the QN model, posted a $2 billion loss, quadrupling its deficit from last year. That's a stark contrast, Jane. Also on the funding front, NVIDIA is again in the news, leading a funding round for Perplexity at a staggering $30 billion valuation. This is a pivot from their earlier discussions about a licensing and hiring deal. It shows NVIDIA's intent to push deeper into AI software beyond just hardware. Perplexity's revenue has surged to over $750 million from less than $250 million at the start of the year, so it's clearly a strategic move for both companies. Finally, Jane, Sam Altman of OpenAI has issued a significant warning. He's concerned that AI safety fears risk trading liberty for centralized power, and he criticized the industry's messaging around AI. He's right to highlight that, Paul. Altman suggests that emphasizing extinction risks and job losses makes AI terrifying to the public, potentially pushing society to surrender autonomy for perceived safety. He also admitted to overestimating the speed of AI's economic disruption, noting that economic inertia is slowing adaptation. And on a related note about societal impact, California lawmakers are reintroducing the No Robo-Bosses Act. This bill aims to restrict automated workplace discipline without human oversight, a direct response to AI's growing role in HR decisions. It's a crucial piece of legislation, Paul. We've seen examples, like an AI agent recommending a worker be fired for missed shifts. This bill ensures a human still has to sign off on those critical employment decisions, which is a step towards balancing AI efficiency with human accountability. That's a lot to unpack for a Monday, Jane. Thank you for your insights today. My pleasure, Paul. Always great to be here. And that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for August 24th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.